Hello and welcome to the Anchor Wellness Podcast. I am your host, Niamh Hayes. This is a podcast all about health and wellness, where I'll be sharing information and tips and hearing from people who have their own health and wellness story to tell. This week, I am joined by Eva Crowley, who is an astrologer. Astrology is a topic which absolutely fascinates me, and it's something I think that everybody can take something from. Eva, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Hi, thanks a million for having me, Niamh.
Now, Eva, you are an astrologer. So tell us, what does that mean?
So as astrology goes, astrology is, it's like a study of the movements of the planets in the solar system. So the best way to describe it really is each planet would have like a different theme, energy, personality, and they're always moving. Like in the solar system, the planets are moving all the time, some slower, some faster. And what is happening up there really is there's kind of, as we would say, aspects, like they're transiting. So they're having a conversation with each other, which would reflect back to kind of what is happening around collectively around the world, but also individually as well, because we all have like a birth chart, as we call it, a natal chart. So when we were born, we are all born kind of, I guess, with a stamp as such of what like certain planets or what the signs, what was happening in the sky. So that we would all have different qualities, different traits, different strengths, maybe things that we need to work on a little bit more. And that's always reflecting back, like what's happening in the sky right now is always reflecting back on our natal charts.
Okay, that's really interesting. And I've been looking forward to having this chat with you because, you know, obviously my area is health and well-being, but I'm totally into these sort of things too. And I can see why astrology is so important to our health and well-being. So I know we'll get into it in more detail in a minute. But how did you come into this area? Was it something you were always interested in?
It was, yeah. I've always been a bit like more interested in the whole, I guess, occult of things. I was always quite into spirituality, astrology. Like I loved anything that was, I guess, seen as a bit different or woo-woo would be the best way to put it. So for me, I always was looking up my, obviously, you know, horoscopes like years ago before I knew anything further or deeper around astrology. And then as I kind of got into it more and more and looking at things and finding things, I guess, kind of like True Cafe Astrology and all these kind of free little sites around astrology on the internet, I decided to get my own birth chart done by an Irish astrologer, Hilary Peoples, who's really amazing. She's a massive mentor of mine. So I got my chart done, God, a good few years ago now. And it just, yeah, it blew my mind. It was like, it was just funny. I just felt like, I guess, I was being seen for the first time really by myself in life. I always felt like, the best way to put it, I guess, Niamh, was I always felt a little bit lost. I kind of never knew what I was doing, or, you know, just lost in myself. Kind of, I felt a bit conflicted in ways. And after I got my chart done, I kind of felt a lot more at home with myself. I saw myself a bit easier and I was a bit more gentle on myself, and it gave me a huge amount of guidance. And even funny, like I've gotten my birth chart done by a good few astrologers at this point now, but I still actually go back to that first chart because I think it was so, made such a profound difference to me. So that's kind of really how I got into it. How I guess it was my first introduction into it, and how then I actually got into it was after that, I just was like, loved it and kind of went deeper and deeper. And COVID hit, and I guess I wasn't working and I was at home and I was at a loose end, and I really wanted to kind of entertain myself and do something. So I decided I'd love to do a little course, and astrology kept coming up for me. And to be honest, it was a pure hobby. It was just a hobby that I loved. And I was like, you know what? I got on to Hillary about it and asked her, would she recommend any courses for me at the time? And she did. She recommended a few. And she said, you know, this was probably whenever COVID hit, maybe the March. And she had said, look, I am doing one in September, but if you wanted to hold off. And then the next day she came back to me and she said, look, you know what? I'll do one-to-ones with you if you are interested in that. So of course I was. So I ended up doing getting one-to-one mentorship with Hillary for a long time, which was absolutely incredible. So that was kind of the start of my journey with it. So yeah, that's kind of how my stepping stones really into astrology came about. I have done other little courses around it, and I'm actually kind of doing a master's in astrology at the moment, but they were my stepping stones, I guess, into getting into it.
And from what you were learning in those courses, was that very different to, like, you know, you said you read your horoscopes growing up.
Oh.
Were you seeing a big difference then?
Oh my God, day and night. Like, it was funny because I think that's what, you know, reading your horoscopes, or, you know, I kind of knew you'd have a rising sign or a moon sign just from looking up, you know, different bits and pieces. But yeah, I didn't really know exactly. So when I actually got my chart done, I was like, oh my God, holy God, there is so much more than like anyone would ever realize. I think it's quite mind-blowing when people actually get their charts done. They're like, I did not realize any of this was going to be what it is. So yeah, for me, it was massive. And then the more courses I've been doing, the more, I guess, deeper I've been going, the more I've been learning. And it's just, it's incredible. Like, I mean, I feel it's something I will be studying for the rest of my life, if I'm being really honest. There is so much there.
Yeah, it's not something that you just, you know, do a course and you know everything. I'd
say
it's just,
no,
that's huge.
No, obviously people kind of pick and choose to how far they want to go with it, for sure. But for me, like, I do like going down kind of down to the deep bottom investigative side of things. So yeah, for me, it was like really kind of trudging deep. So I actually, that's how I ended up doing kind of more the master's in astrology now, because I just felt there was so much more that I wanted to bring in, even to my readings and my charts, and just more, much more to my career, like even on a creative side. So yeah, it's been a really amazing journey. Actually, when I kind of sit down and look back at my, you know, like where I was to this time last year, or the year before, or the year before that, it's really incredible.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I suppose I had a bit of an interest in it over the last, I don't know, maybe 5 years or so. And I know, like, for the regular person who doesn't really get it, you know, because I don't think a lot of people get it, and I know that you're trying to break down those barriers to allow people yeah. kind of access it. But like, what I kind of, I suppose the thing that sparked my interest was the moon. So I always feel such a energetic pull towards the moon, and I remember
yeah.
being on holidays by myself over in one of the Canary Islands back, I don't know, was it 7 years ago. And I was just a bit of a shitty time in my life. And I was there and I was contemplating everything. And there was a full moon at the time. And I just sat under it. It was like midnight. I was just sitting under it for hours. And just, I just got this like sign within me, or a sense within me, that everything was going to be okay. And ever since then, I've had like a really cool relationship with the moon. And whenever I see it, I just get that feeling that everything will be okay. And I think lots of people might be able to resonate with that, and particularly around the full moon, that there's this huge energy going on around the place, you know, and people say it affects their sleep. So would that be like, you know, that's kind of probably a good introduction to people that, you know, this sort of stuff does affect you.
Totally. Yeah, it is. Like, I mean, when you think of the moon, like, think of the waters and the tides, you know, what they do, you know, to our tides alone. And when you think of, like, our bodies are made up of water, and like our moon in astrology, it's our emotional body. It's how we feel deepest. It's our heart, really, you know, that and the sun. But it's a really, it's to dumb it down, it's our emotions. And it's a huge, huge thing in astrology. So when people, a lot of people actually would say to me often, God, I don't really relate with my sun sign, you know, if they just know their heart, like the kind of, I guess, the horoscope side of things. I'm like, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people relate more with their moons. Well, not a lot, but a good few people can relate with their moons probably a little bit more deeper. And even though we have, I think, you know, am I right in saying you're an Aquarius sun?
Yes. Yep.
You have to remind me of your moon again, Niamh.
I can't remember now off the top of my head.
I can't remember off the top of my head as well. let's say you're an Aquarius sun, and your moon, I have a feeling, is your moon Gemini?
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
So yeah. You're an Aquarius moon, and like, sorry, Aquarius sun, and your moon sits in Gemini. So how you know, how you feel and kind of how your character are. They're going to be they're going to have two different traits, in sense of you're going to be quite Aquarian in ways, but actually your moon, your emotions will be more in a Gemini trait, you know. So like communication will be a big thing for you, mental stimulation, you know, like, so more so it's fun. It's very interesting with the moon, because it can be very the opposite to what your sun sign is. So people can very much feel more their moon than their sun, you know. So your sun's all about your ego, your character, it's your vitality, it's kind of where you shine in life. But so yeah, your moon, it's very important. It's a huge part of you.
Interesting. And just to take it back to basics for those people who are unsure what the hell we're talking about. So your sun sign is the thing, like your Aquarius or Pisces, whatever you kind of identify with in your horoscopes, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's whatever you identify with, like, as we say, like sun sign horoscope. So for you, it's an Aquarius. For me, it's Gemini. We're both, there are suns. So it's interesting, because that's what people know they are, but there's so, so much more. I mean, your moon being in Gemini, mine in Leo, that's like our emotions. Then we've other planets in the sky where it brings in a total different energy, like our rising signs. I think you're a Gemini rising also, actually, Niamh, and I'm a Virgo rising. So that would give us like our rising sign or our ascendant. It's how we meet the world, how the world meets us. It's kind of the rising sign and the ascendant. That is who we are first kind of present before our sun or our moon kind of kick in. So for you and for me both, we would both be kind of like, I'd have like, I guess, a lot of Virgo qualities, and you would have more Gemini qualities than Aquarian. Your Aquarius will come out in different ways, but you'd also have a lot of Gemini-like qualities as well.
Interesting. Okay. And when you say like the moon and all these things, this is to do with your birth chart. So it's basically a picture of the sky at the moment you were born, isn't it?
Exactly. So that's why the time of your birth is very, very important. Like you can like kind of figure things out without the birth time. It's a bit like a bit longer and a bit different, but yeah, your birth time is really important, because it's literally, it's like a stamp of exactly what the planets in minute, degrees, seconds were saying in the sky when you were born. So when I pull up someone's chart and I look at that, what I am doing really is I'm translating back to them in the English language what did that chart of the sky and the solar system was saying about them, like the minute they were born. And generally then that's just bringing guidance, and kind of, I guess, it's giving an insight to who they are.
So the birth chart, so you were chatting about readings there. So if someone comes to you for a reading, which I did last year, it was a brilliant experience. So they'll give you their time of birth and the place of birth. Is that right? And then you can kind of come up with their birth chart then.
Yeah. So what happens is I'll get the date of birth, time and location. And I have like a software that I put all the details in, and it pulls up everything that was happening in the sky when, let's say, you were born, Niamh, for instance, when you came to me. So everything that, let's say, you give me your time, date and location, pop that in, and everything that was being stamped in the sky exactly when you were born was pulled up. I study that chart then, and I look through it and I study it for a while. And then what I do then is I am like more or less translating that back into the English language for you. So I'm kind of telling you exactly what the chart is saying back into an English, more dumbed down way, really, because it is very complex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
It's so interesting. It is. I think like you can even say it yourself. It's quite mind blowing, the information that you get from it.
It's amazing, because like I obviously, we didn't have a chat beforehand. I just said I wanted to do this reading. I gave you the details, and I didn't kind of tell you what I was doing in my life, where I was going.
Yeah.
And just the things you were saying, it just made so much sense. And I suppose I had a lot of doubts in my mind around the time, around my work. But the information you gave me, it actually kind of gave me the kick I needed to pursue particularly my work, the line of work I'm doing now. Which it was mind-blowing in that sense.
That's amazing. That's really good to hear. And I find like, I think it really helps people just kind of, it's like that, as I said earlier, it's about kind of looking at yourself again, you know, and it's guidance, you know, it's reflective work. Like we kind of say that, and like I know they say in astrology sometimes, oh, about it being predictive and whatnot. Like you can't really predict things, you know. You can see if there's certain themes coming up, but what I find about it, it's the guidance that it gives you, you know, and it's more of an understanding of yourself, which I think we're all trying to do. You know, we're trying to understand ourselves, because I guess we kind of brought it into a world where we look outwards all the time. We don't look really inwards that much anymore.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I think that's helping us do that, really, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. For instance, like when I came to you, I had the idea in the back of my mind about Anchor Wellness, but I was so afraid of putting myself out there, even online or on Instagram and all these things. And I knew there was part of me that was like, I want to be able to help loads of people. And I remember in the reading, you were like, you're going to change people's lives. You're going to change. And it's not just one or two people, it's loads of people. And that kind of gave me then the kick to go, okay, wait a second, I can do this, you know? So it was really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And like, I love that about it, you know, and like, everyone is so different. But then, like, you know, we're all so different and we're so individual, but we all are connected as well in so many ways, you know, and you really see that in astrology. It's just, to be honest, like, Niamh, it's helped me so much. It has brought me so much happiness. And like, I feel that's why, I mean, it wasn't a choice. Like, I wasn't like, I'm going to be an astrologer. I went doing that course as a hobby, you know?
Yeah.
And I know I'm like, yeah, I am an astrologer. Like, it's very funny being an astrologer in Ireland. It's kind of, it's been hard actually in ways, but in how it's kind of, I guess, being received sometimes. But I am like very proud I'm doing it now, because I love it. And I really do feel, from the feedback I get from people, like I feel like I've really helped people, which it's really kind of shown me, no, I'm doing the right thing.
That's amazing. And so is this what you're doing full time now?
Yeah. I do. I kind of, I've had many a job, but I guess, it's funny how I kind of got pushed into it, but I had been doing other work, and I was getting a lot of back problems and neck and shoulder problems. And it was like my body was refusing to do the other things, I guess, because it was quite physical work. Mm. And then I just was like, you know what? I'll give it a go. And I do a little bit of kind of other little work on the side as well, not much. But this is my main kind of job now, really, is an astrologer, which is actually, it's quite funny and odd to say it sometimes. But I also am very proud of it. It's taken me a while to get to... Like, I absolutely love my work, but it's taken me a while to get to that part where I'm proud to say, oh, I'm thing, you know. Before that, it was like, just people would look at you sometimes like, what, you know? So it's something that has taken me a while from my own, like, I guess, and I've even seen that in my chart. I have a huge thing about being seen or kind of communicating, and I even find that hard, like, on my Instagram and whatnot. But I guess... I'm quite Neptunian, as we say in astrology. So that's where you have a lot of fog around you, you know, and it's kind of a lesson in this life that I have to try and step through that fog, but it's not exactly going to be linear, you know. I have to kind of really sit into my own identity. So with astrology, it's been a real challenge, because it's such a different job to do that, you know, to really sit into that identity. But I'm getting there, and the more I'm doing it, the prouder and better I feel actually around things, which, even though I felt like I kind of felt for a long time, oh God, I don't know. But no, it's been great.
Amazing. And do you feel like it's being well received?
It hasn't. It hasn't actually. You know, it's funny, I guess. It's something I've struggled with a bit. It's something that I feel like, I was saying to actually a very good astrologer friend of mine, Katrina, we're actually going to talk about this, funny enough, we're going to do a bit of a platform around this ourselves, but it's kind of like coming out as an astrologer in Ireland. It's like we're coming out of the closet, you know? Yeah. And some people, it has been received amazingly, and I've had so much support, me, of like, you know, I have an amazing friends and family and everything, but it has also been received very funnily also. And I guess it's taught me a lot, really, to be honest with you. It's taught me a lot about myself, about me sitting into my identity and trying to be proud around that, even though I've really struggled with a lot of that myself. And it's also, it's kind of taught me a lot about like the Irish culture as well, you know, how in some ways we're so ahead and in other ways we're just not yet, you know. Yeah, so it has been received definitely on both ends quite differently.
That's really interesting. Yeah. It's definitely a subject that people are, I feel, are kind of either into or not. But definitely with the likes of, you know, your Instagram now, it is starting to, you're definitely trying to make it more mainstream. And I know you said about, you know, the readings, the mini readings that you're offering, that bit more accessible to people.
That's it. Yeah. So astrology actually can be quite expensive. It's not the cheapest thing to get done. So I guess I really want, like you were saying, like astrology to be accessible to everyone, you know, and for people to learn about it and realize, like, you know, I guess, or understand that it is quite normal and it's a really lovely gift to give to yourself as well. And just to have an understanding about yourself. So I started offering mini readings. So it was a bit more accessible to people. And, you know, it's also because astrology is very complex. As you probably know, there's a lot in the chart. There's a lot to take in and process. So I wanted to kind of give, I guess, people like little snapshots, just little mini readings. And they're like 20 minutes, kind of maybe like sometimes half an hour they go on. I'm a Gemini, so I tend to talk a lot as well. I started giving them, and then I am now kind of doing like another kind of mini reading. It's two questions. So I'm doing the one and two, and then the full natal charts and a few other kind of offerings. But the mini readings have taken off like wildfire. They've been really well received. I'm really enjoying doing them. And yeah, I love it because I feel that there's probably people that wouldn't have really been too bothered about it before are now like, do you know what? I'm going to give that a go, you know, and it's great because it's easy and it's not too complex. And I think it's very digestible for people.
Absolutely. And like, that's why what I love about it is that, like, and we were chatting before we started recording there about how the different modalities and the different work people are doing, like, it's not just one, there's not just one right thing out there for people. You know, I love taking little bits from your modality and, you know, my own and other people's. Totally. And like, it just really helps you to get a better understanding of yourself, really.
That's it. You know, like, I guess a lot, like what we're really trying to do, all of us really, is come home to ourselves in some way or another. I guess as I was saying earlier, you know, we look outside a lot. We don't look inside, and that's been a huge learning curve for me. This is why I think astrology has been such a big focus in my life, you know, because it kind of brought me back home to myself, or to kind of look inwards a bit more. And I find that like a lot of us struggle with that. But I do think a lot of us want to also come back to that, you know. And I just think that's the way things are going. You know, people are, you know, living quite stressful lives now, and like there's a lot of running around, and, you know, people are starting to realize, like, you know, oh God, like I need to come back home. I need to get back there, you know. So that's why, yeah, all the modalities, like what you're doing, I'm doing, like I've such amazing friends that do like beautiful, like yoga, breath work, so many different, yeah, like I have a friend doing an amazing rest course now at the moment, and that's a lot about coming home to yourself. So it's really interesting because there is so many modalities, and I think we're all so different that we all kind of want to come back in different ways as well. Like not one is going to suit everyone, you know. So it's great that it's there, and I think people are getting more open-minded to these things.
When you're doing the readings, you kind of, there's different areas of life really that you can kind of give information. Yeah. It's like around work and relationships, your health and different things like that. Isn't that right?
Yes. Yeah, it is indeed. Yeah. So I guess the best way to describe it in a birth chart, a natal chart, is we have like 12 houses, which all are kind of different environments. So, you know, some would be around relationships, career, health, home life, you know, kind of friendships groups. Some would be more kind of deeper kind of houses around more the subconscious and whatnot. And then we have the 12 signs, and we've all the planets. So the planets kind of bring in the energy, the signs bring in the personality. So there's going to be kind of a different themes for everyone. And some will have kind of, you know, I guess more of a theme around relationships, and they're kind of back here to kind of relate more to people, and people will have a lot more emphasis around their career. It's really interesting to do it and look at it, and it's really, really cool. It's like a jigsaw.
That's a great actual description of it. And yeah, it can kind of give you an idea whether what those areas, like whether they're working for you, whether they're not, totally, whether maybe you might want to make changes.
Yeah, it's really, yeah, totally. And I find like I've all ages coming to me, but it's quite interesting. We have a Saturn return at like 29, 28, 9, 30. Our first Saturn return. So it's when you get a Saturn return, it's a real, if people think back to even to that age, it's a real maturing. There's lots of lessons, lots of learning and whatnot. And it's interesting because I do get a lot of clients either going through or after the Saturn return being like, I just am going to change my whole life and my whole career and whatnot. You know, it's funny how you get a shake up and you're like, I'm definitely not feeling this path. This is not the one for me.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you find that kind of happens with everyone?
It happens with a lot. Like I have had a lot. Yeah, it's like I think yeah, because I guess we go into college at 17, 18, and then some people obviously know very well what they're going to do and they're very happy with it, but some people just kind of aren't too sure and go in and do courses, and then they kind of go into a workplace for a while, or they do different things and they're kind of like, this isn't suiting me, I don't know where I'm going with this, you know. So yeah, there is definitely a theme around the Saturn return, but there's all ages. Like I get so many ages, it's incredible. And I get to meet such amazing people through it. It's like a real gift, actually.
That's so cool. So we spoke about, so that your sun sign, so that's basically where the sun was in the sky at the time of your birth, is that right?
Yeah, that's where the sun was in the sky when you were born. So that this earth sun sign, which people were related to the most. Yeah. So you're an Aquarius, I'm a Gemini. So that's like our ego, it's our character, it's our vitality, it's where we want to shine most in life. So depending where that sits in your chart, that's going to bring kind of a theme, an environment, like kind of an emphasis around that side of your life.
Okay. And then the moon, again, it's wherever the moon was positioned at the time. And you said that's kind of more the emotional side of you.
That's it. Your moon is your emotional body. It's how you feel. It's the deepest part of you. So again, like depending where your moon, what sign it sits in, what place in the chart it sits in. And also what we say is, we call it aspects, but it's more conversations of what the planets were saying against each other in the sky when you were born. That would bring in a whole new theme to it as well.
Okay, okay. And then you also mentioned the houses. So I'm just conscious of people who don't know this language and kind of what they...
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So what are the... You said about 12 houses.
We do. We've got 12 houses kind of where in the sky. So each planet or sign, they're always moving. So this is why actually you're... your birth time is so important. They're always moving. So at each time, a different house or a different sign will be sitting in a different sign or a different planet will be sitting in each sign. So that's why your rising sign or ascendant, it changes every 2 hours. So, you know, even though I'm a Virgo rising, if I, let's say, I could be a Libra rising, and if that changed in an hour's time, you know, the time you have, that's why it's so important to have it.
Okay.
So yeah, our houses, it's the environment. So each house kind of stands for a different theme and environment. So you know, your first house is all about you, your conscious being, you know, your second is all about, you know, your finances, your resources, and so on. And then you've got your relationships house, and it ends at your 12th house. So your first house is your conscious. And your 12th house is your subconscious. So that's kind of beneath the surface. It's kind of a deeper house.
Okay, cool. All right. And yeah, so for the birth chart, is it, would I be right in saying it's like a pie basically in the sky? Like you, it's a circle with that's divided into a pie, and then depending on where the planets are placed and all that.
Totally. Okay. Yeah, that's it. And like they're always moving. So they're going to be sitting in different places at different times. So sometimes even twins, you know, can have actually quite different charts. Mm. Because you bring in the degrees and whatnot. So yeah, it can be very interesting when you see that as well, where the planets are constantly moving. So there could be like always a little bit of a difference.
Okay, that's really cool. When it comes to like the health and well-being side then of like your astrology and your birth chart and things, like are you able to kind of help or give people information around kind of their health and well-being depending on what's going on?
Yeah, you can definitely. Yeah, you can. Like, I mean, you can look at kind of what's happening around the houses and the planets, and what's happening in the skies against that actually as well. So yeah, you can for sure. It's really it's actually quite cool, you know. Even at the moment, it's just an example, like, you know, I would have Mars, which is quite, it's like a very assertive planet. It'd be kind of, it's a great planet, but it can be more like an aggressive planet in ways, you know. So when it transits something, it's transiting my 12th house. So that can mean like a lot of like mental stimulation and digging deep and whatnot at the moment for me, you know. So it's going to bring in up different themes for different people, depending, like, you know, Saturn in the 6th house can mean it can bring up different health ailments for you that you need to work through at that time. Or if it was Jupiter there, it could mean like an abundance of health. It's very, very dependent. But you can see that you can look at the health and well-being, and you can you can study stuff around that and help people with that also.
So your birth chart is the sky at the time of your birth. Yeah. So how does that relate to, so like, you know, when we did our reading last year, you were able to tell me that, you know, maybe sometime next year during a particular period that this is the area you might want to focus on. So is that to do with how the planets are aligned now today?
Yes.
We'll say?
Yeah, absolutely. So when the planets are transiting the sky, you look at it against your birth chart and it can bring up different themes for you. Around kind of, you know, maybe there were certain themes around this year, could be around relationships or work. So you kind of look and you see, let's say, if there is a big outer planet making a conversation with what we call personal planets, and you're like, oh, okay, there could be a theme around Niamh's career at this time, or maybe there could be something around her relationship side of things, or like, you know, it could be anything really. You focus in on that and kind of study that and see. Now, you can't predict what it's ever going to be, but you could just say, look, there could be a theme around, you know, something to do with relationships in this form, in this sense. These are the two planets making the conversation. This is generally the kind of energy and personality they bring to it. So, it's really cool in that, like, you're not telling someone, like, predicting something for someone. You're just kind of giving them a warning of something that might come in potentially around, like, you know, it could be a heavier energy or a lighter energy.
Yeah. I think that's one of the really cool things about astrology, is that when you know this, and if you, like, say, for example, that relationship was a thing that was coming up for me, that was going to be something for me in the next few months, that, like, you know, if I'm aware of that, that's something that I can work on. Whereas if I'm not aware of that and I'm feeling this resistance in my relationship and I don't have a clue what's going on, you know, just having that knowledge from your astrology, I think that's cool, because it does help you kind of stay balanced and stay aligned when things are changing.
Totally, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny, like, I always describe the planets, like, you know, the planets are very clever, like, and they're always kind of making us look at ourselves. And I guess I like to describe them as strict mom and dads. So it's like they want you to, like, look at yourself, do the lessons, and kind of, you know, it's all about, I guess it's like, look at yourself, look what you're doing, you know, sort this out instead of burying your head in the sand. And sometimes obviously they can be really nice to us, but I guess I always see it as, if you're willing to do something about, let's say, if there's kind of a theme around something that's a little bit harder at the moment, as Saturn's making a square to something, as we would say, it's like an aspect, you know, Saturn hits can be quite hard sometimes. And it's generally, it kind of wants you to look at yourself and to sort something out. And if you're kind of willing to be like, okay, I'm going to work on this, I'm going to sort this out, like, it's like they kind of give you a pat on the back after, you know, it's like, well done. So then sometimes when we get planets back around doing this again, sometimes, you know, you might be like, oh, that wasn't too bad. But that might be something that you've kind of worked through a little bit more, or that you've done already, or you've kind of helped yourself with, you know. Okay. So sometimes it's funny, you never know how much of an impact it's going to have on you.
Can I ask you about crystals? Is that something that you work on in astrology?
No.
Interesting.
No, I don't actually work on crystals at all. I like them. I love crystals, but it's not something, no, it's funny. I think it's definitely, maybe some astrologers might link them in. I don't really know, but no, I've never worked with crystals.
That's interesting. Yeah, so the whole, I suppose where I came across it was the whole kind of full moon ritual, doing a ritual on the full moon.
And oh, yeah.
Crystals, yeah, under the full moon and all that.
Clear them. Like, actually, I do that. I actually, they all laugh at me, really, at home. But I do love crystals. I just kind of have them there. They're more for my decoration than anything, I guess.
Yeah.
But I do get them kind of, I do put them out in the full moon to clear them and whatnot. But there's something, actually, I should read more on them. I've never done much study around crystals, but they are lovely.
They are. They're similar to me now. I have them kind of behind me on the shelf here. They're a nice decoration, but for some reason, every full moon, I do put them outside.
Yeah, same. It's funny. It's like, oh, yeah, full moon, put out the crystals. Yeah. But I actually had one crystal that I used to wear around my neck and I couldn't wear it into bed at night. I mean, the dreams I used to have were mental. So I do maybe think they do work all right.
Yeah, yeah. And then, so the whole thing around the full moon, what is the importance of the full moon then?
Full moons are all about letting go.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all about letting go. While new moons are all about like planting seeds and like kind of bringing something new in. So a full moon is, obviously everyone kind of knows about the full moons and how they bring a big energy, especially like eclipses, solar eclipses. And every moon has a different theme because it'll be in a different sign. And some moons, it also depends what's happening in the sky against that moon, like the different planets. Mm-hmm. So some moons can be very, very strong and other moons might be a little bit more gentler, but it's all about letting go. And like depending again on the sign, I mean, it could be letting go of things that like no longer serve you around, like your beliefs or like, you know, old values, or it depending, it could be to do around communication or old relationships, you know. But I think people love doing rituals around the full moon because there's this like, okay, you know, I can let each month, I can cleanse, I can let go of something.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's it. Maybe even if they don't totally get the astrology or the full moon thing, it's that practice, yeah, of letting go. Yeah.
It is. It's that practice. It's that knowing that, you know, I'm letting go of something each month, that there is something here. And I think people really love that. Like generally what I say is like, you know, maybe write down. It's all dependent. I mean, some of us are visionaries. Some are better putting pen to paper. But I like putting pen to paper and writing down everything I want to let go of and burning it. Mm-hmm. Whilst on a new moon, like generally when I want to bring things in, I might actually plant it or... I never really burn actually my new moon stuff. I generally kind of more just write them down and have them there or plant it then.
Okay. And so you mentioned about kind of the heightened energy around the full moon. So is that why people, you know, we'd often hear kind of it can send people crazy or people might struggle with sleep? So is that all to do with that energy that's going on?
Totally. I mean, as I said, like, you know, if you look at the tides, the sea, and how it affects the tides. And think of our bodies are made up of so much water. I mean, if it's going to affect us hugely. So I think there's like full moons always bring up a lot of emotions. Mm. And I think so for a lot of time for people, like a lot of emotions come up and people do, you know, we all kind of go a bit like, oh my God, what's happening? You know, well, depending on the moon and the what it's doing against your birth chart also, and it depending what house it is sitting in your birth chart, it will bring up a lot of kind of emphasis around that side of things.
Okay. Can I ask you about the next full moon? So there was obviously one last week or a week and a half ago. So the next one will be, am I right in saying, in Leo?
So the next full moon is going to be in Aquarius, mm-hmm, in a few weeks' time. But before that, we have a new moon in Cancer next week. So and then we actually like we have just have this is just another thing in astrology that's happening this week. It's a very big shift. It's called they're called the North Nodes. So the North Nodes of the moon, and they're shifting from Scorpio and Taurus into Aries and Libra. And yeah, it's just a big kind of nodal shift, and there'll be kind of a big change of energy now for the next year and a half.
You said the next full moon will be in Aquarius, and because I'm Aquarius, will that affect me more so?
Yeah, it can do. It will, like, as it will have different emphasis on different parts of different people's lives, but it will probably be an Aquarian, you'll definitely feel it. I am trying to think, I don't know where your sun now sits, where what house your Aquarius is ruled by, but there will be a theme around that. And it also, like, it depends, like, is it sitting over certain planets in your chart? You know, there'll be a lot of different emphasis around what's happening, like around the different planets and what's been said.
Okay.
One thing I'd say about astrology is it, like, maybe if people kind of get to understand their moon and their sun and even their rising sign, I think that's like a really cool little introduction to it. And like, you know, there's loads of free little forms where you can like sign up, and once you know your birth time that you, and like actually a lot of people, if they don't know their birth time, they can I think it's like if you get onto the National Statistics Office mm-hmm. maybe, and they'll be able to get that for you. But it's really cool to know it, because it's just really cool to know the moon, sun and rising, because like they call them the big three. So if you know the three of them, yeah, it's cool. It gives you a little bit more of an understanding and an introduction. And it's also kind of nice to kind of understand the full moons and the new moons, and kind of get a bit of a relationship around the new moons and the full moons, and get a little bit of an understanding around them as well.
Yeah, that's cool. And if people want to work with you, how should they get in contact?
So they can contact me on Instagram. It's I have an Instagram page, Eva B Astrology, or they can also, I have like a website that they can email me on, and email, my email address is eva.b.astrology@gmail.com, and they can just book a little appointment through that with me as well.
That's great. And Eva, then I ask everyone on the podcast about your own anchors. So looking after your own kind of health and well-being. Obviously, you're sharing a lot of information with people through your work as an astrologist. But to look after your own self and to kind of anchor yourself, to keep yourself nice and steady, is there anything, any tools that you have in your toolbox that you kind of always turn to?
God, Jesus, yeah, I have done everything, Niamh, I have done everything. But I guess, you know what, coming back to just yoga and like breath, I've gotten into breath work and I find it amazing. So breath work has definitely been a really big one. Yoga, I find even like journaling, kind of things like that, coming back to myself. And actually another thing I have gotten big into, and it's not the easiest, it's quite a confronting thing to do, but I was kind of encouraged to do it, just because I find it quite hard to put myself out there, is mirror work.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and it's, you know what, I do it every day now. I've been doing it for a while, and it's very confronting, but I actually find that there's something in it. Like, I think the more I'm doing it, the better and better I'm getting with things.
Do you kind of talk to yourself in it?
Yeah, so what I did was I did this little course with this lovely lady, Heal Your Life with Aisling. I actually did a course with her a few years ago, and she kind of goes off the Louise Hay teachings, and she's big into mirror work. And funny, I kind of never did the mirror work side of it after I did the course with her. And then this year, it came up again, mirror work. And, you know, I was like, I'm going to give it a go. And I start, because I, being in the business I'm in now, again, I find it quite hard to put myself out there. I kind of like to stay behind the veil.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I guess I've always been, even though I'm a great talker, I've found it quite hard to actually really speak loud and communicate very well around myself. So, you know what? I was like, this is my challenge. I'm going to start doing it. And I started doing it, and she actually does little courses. She does like one called Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. Which I signed up for, and I've been doing that. And you know what, Niamh, I just say like she said, just talk to yourself, just be like, everything's okay today, make eye contact with your eyes, like don't just like look at yourself like you're doing your makeup or anything, actually like make contact with yourself, which even though I look in the mirror every day, I was never doing that. So yeah, it's been actually hard, but really, really good.
Oh, that's amazing. That's such a good tool to have.
It is. It's just like, I guess what, again, coming back to, it's about seeing yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's about kind of seeing yourself and making a relationship with yourself and connecting with yourself. And like, it is actually the mirror work. Like, we look in them every day, but we don't do it. And when you do start doing it, you're like, whoa, there is a, yeah, there, it's quite mad.
Yeah, and I think that should be a lot of people's goal in life, because as we've mentioned a few times, you know, that external focus that we're always on, and a lot of us are going through life on autopilot, but actually Totally. Seeing yourself and being in relationship with yourself just is life changing.
Unbelievable, like, you know, and that's, yeah, so I guess they're my kind of little anchors really at the moment, is the yoga, the breath work and the mirror work. Like, I do love going for like Reiki. I do like another really good, cool modality called the emotion code every now and then. Obviously therapy is another thing, you know, I do a lot of. So I definitely have my different modalities I personally go to myself to help me, but I guess the ones at home I do myself would be mainly the yoga, breath work and mirror work. Like, I'm very much like trying to kind of come home to myself all the time, because I definitely wasn't at home for a very long, long, long time.
Well, I think you're definitely there now, and I think your work is it really comes across in your work, you know, how sure you are and how confident you are and how much you love this work. It's lovely to see.
Great. Thanks so much, Niamh.
Thank you to Eva for your time and for educating us all about astrology.
Not at all. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Anchor Wellness Podcast. I hope you got something out of listening to the chat today. Until next time, keep striving to be healthy.